Courtrooms across the country are figuring out how to reopen after months of delayed proceedings because of COVID-19. The state of Oregon restarted trials last month in Texas. A court near Dallas held a one-day civil trial by video conferencing, and some courthouses in Ohio are now open. But bench and jury trials are still on hold while officials tackle the obstacles to holding court during this pandemic. Matt Richmond from WCPN IdeaStream reports.
26-year-old Seth White had sat in the county courthouse in Ashland, Ohio, charged with child endangerment. He wore a mask and listened to his lawyer, Adam Stone, interview potential jurors in an experiment to see how the court might start holding jury trials again. It did not go well.
My client could not breathe, had to pull his mask off, started shaking, was sweating, had the fever. By the time he got to the hospital, we had to carry him out of the courtroom. At that point, I knew we could not go forward.
Whited was taken to the hospital. His coronavirus test came back negative. The judge said it was likely a panic attack. Stone says there were safety measures put in place. The courtroom was rearranged to allow for social distancing, and when distancing wasn't possible, masks were required. But he still wasn't comfortable.
By the time we came back the second day, I was prepared that if the judge wanted us to go forward, I wasn't going to go forward. But by the time we got back in chambers and had a conversation about it, very lively conversation about it, we were able to come to the consensus that we needed to move the trial.
The new date is June 29th. One of the observers of the session was Ian Friedman, president of the Cleveland Metropolitan Bar Association, and he was troubled by what he saw.
Would I keep my mask on to be safe, and then I can't talk to my client, I can't speak clearly, court reporters can't hear me, or am I going to take it off so that my client gets the best of me, but put my health in greater jeopardy? I mean, what a horrible choice to make.
Friedman is chair of a working group that sent recommendations for restarting jury trials to the Ohio Supreme Court. The group surveyed prosecutors, defense attorneys, sheriffs, and court personnel to find out what each thought would be needed to restart.
We have to have all of this decided before we bring people into the courtrooms. If we make a single mistake in the room, if we realize mid-trial that, hey, maybe we should have done something different, the consequence could be grave. Someone could die.
Social distancing in a jury trial is a problem from beginning to end. Usually hundreds of potential jurors sit shoulder to shoulder in a confined space waiting to be called. The selected jurors sit in a jury box that offers no space for social distancing. They deliberate in a small, closed room. Some of the solutions being considered include larger off-site locations for jury selection. The idea of holding trials via Zoom has started to gain popularity. A one-day civil trial was held in Texas, with all the jurors logging on remotely. Courts in Pierce County, Washington are using video conferencing for non-jury proceedings like custody hearings. But Friedman says the idea is a non-starter for criminal defense attorneys.
In the criminal matters, it becomes a problem because every defendant has a right to confront their accusers. And so the question is, are you able to effectively confront your accuser if it's on video only?
Friedman says that's not possible. So courts in Ohio are focused on having safe courtrooms when they start bringing people back in. Jurors could be spread out among the benches where the audience usually sits. The audience could watch a live stream. The Franklin County, Ohio courthouse has already installed plexiglass partitions between every participant in its courtrooms. Friedman says all these issues will have to be resolved before jury trials resume. In Ohio, the Supreme Court has allowed courts to delay trials through July. Cuyahoga County Administrative Judge Brendan Sheehan says his court is working to be ready to go by then.
We could average 300 people in with 34 courtrooms into this building on a single day for jury service. And with social distancing, we do not have the capability to do that.
So they've started a call-in system to reduce the number of potential jurors that will have to come to the courthouse. The goal of their preparations, says Sheehan, is to make sure people feel safe when they get called for jury duty.
When things were normal, people got their jury summons, they were upset, they were disgruntled that it disrupted their lives. Imagine today getting a jury summons, what that would do to an individual.
Sheehan says Cuyahoga County also plans to excuse jurors who are especially vulnerable to coronavirus if they don't feel comfortable serving. He issued a set of rules governing how many people are allowed in each courtroom, on the elevators, and on each floor when trials begin again. In the last 2 months, the backlog of cases waiting for trial in Sheehan's court and courts across the country has become daunting. Soon everyone is going to have to open up their courtrooms one way or another. For Here and Now, I'm Matt Richmond in Cleveland.